Righto, before we kick today's yarn up the freckle, just want to say a big thanks to all the legends that keep the lights on here at Alpha Blokes HQ. Better beer. Now look, we're heading into the fight camp. Things are happening. We're all moving. Heaps of fitness going on, but I still want to have a beer. So I'm going to have a few middies. If you want to get a few kegs off the tum, try the Better Beer middies out.
I'd like to thank CTC for keeping our domes out of the sun and looking good in the studio.
Bloody oath. SP Tools for making sure no matter what mischief we run into, we got the tool to get us out of trouble.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping us fueled for this upcoming fight and just daily battles, I guess.
And the true blue Aussie bookie Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, etc. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas.
Do you know what my favourite thing about it is, Cam?
What's that, mate?
Taking it into the shower and just ploughing it down the drain. Yep. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but I love doing it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Stupid again, she out the roof of the biz. I'm about to do it again. I'ma fuck two of her friends. Just made a flip out the rock. Fuck the Frank Mueller, I jump out the jeweler again. I fuck my money up on the Rio, but I got it right back and I blew it again.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Alpha Blokes podcast. Wednesday Wobblies, catching up with you sickos again.
Bringing it to you.
Bringing it to you hot.
For this hump day.
Fucking oath. And as per usual, CTC, Country Trucker Caps, the bloke behind us, helping us out. We're helping him out. It's all the big circle jerk going on here. Yeah. So make sure you get on, check his website out for all the hats. Go on, design your own, bucks parties, fucking your work, you know, all business, that sort of shit. Business. And he's just a good bloke to talk to if you can get on to him. So, so pester him. What else we got here, mate? Oh, bud, so at the moment we're sort of just making it work however it works. Like, we're recording this on Sunday. Normally it's after the other one, but with the wedding going on, we've sort of got to make shit happen. And I went to Calliope Radio last night, which I'll cover more in Friday's episode, but I am fucking busted. Busted, bruss. Yeah. Still in the radio kit. Probably smell like a fucking poll cat. And
you look like you've done the walk of shame.
I feel like a prolapsed ass.
Yeah,
nice. I am just busted. You know, when you wake up, I got stuck into the old rumbins. And woke up at Camo's place and went, fuck.
Do they sort that half-nip shit drama out?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I was just getting them bang. I don't know if it was half-nips or what, but, yeah, I just fucking woke up this morning.
It did the job anyway.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Woke up this morning and just went, fuck. Like, you know, when you just don't remember, like, a lot of the night, and I just went, oh, no. And then went...
The old blackout menace.
Checked me phone. Nothing was, like, blowing up or anything like that. I had no sore points on my body, which is always a plus as well. Yeah. And then, yeah, nah, but it was good, mate. It was good. But like I said, we'll cover more of that on Friday.
The future.
Tell you what, she's starting to warm up. The sun is out. Starting to feel a bit festive. Now, what's the main thing you want to do when it's hot as fuck?
Wear as little as possible.
That's right. Now, what is the least amount of clothes you can wear in public without getting arrested?
Budgie smugglers.
Fucking budgie smugglers. Fellas, we are calling on all of you weapons out there to bang on a pair of budgies and enter the Budgie Smuggler Australia's Most Ordinary Rig Contest on behalf of the Alpha Blokes community. We want to take this fucking trophy home, boys. So this is how you enter. Post a photo of you or a mate in a pair of budgie smugglers with hashtag OrdinaryRigOz and at budgie smuggler. Photo should show some character, put on a bit of smile for the judges, you know, be a bit cheeky. Bonus points for likes and shares on social media. Now, if you tag us in that fucking nomination, we will share you because we want to fucking win this thing. Entries close 5 p.m. on Monday, 3rd of October, so don't fucking miss out. Cam, what do you win?
The glory of the title, Australia's Most Ordinary Rig, 10K total, half for you, half for your chosen community, sports club or charity. Enter into the final of the World's Most Ordinary Rig, October 2023.
Nice, bruh. And the main one, you get a fucking billboard in your hometown with welcome to wherever you are, home of Australia's Most Ordinary Rig. Sounds like a fucking good thing to me.
Before we get stuck into these calls, we've got the old Coach's Wobbly of the Week.
Yeah, nice.
I've got a good one this week. I fucking love this. Get this in you.
Was it 70 points? We're up by half time. Granny, 70 points? Yeah. We've lost by 3. Go and fuck yourself, fellas. I could rant and rave, but I realised today that I'm coaching a shit football team. Today's the day. Not the day the teddy bears had their picnic. It was the day that I realised I was coaching a bunch of blokes that aren't there. Physically, I don't think we're there. Mentally, I don't think we're there. And it's doing my fucking head in. I put the fucking time in each way. I get Fano to do the videos. I get bananas. I get lollies. I get Solo. Shove the fucking Solo up your ass! Seriously! Don't open the can, shove it up your fucking ass! I'm fucking sick of it! Each week I put in till there's no more to fucking put. I put in and I'm sick of it! Ben Kilday, you've had 55 touches. Where the fucking hardball, you redhead cunt? Camo! Don't know if I like you. I love you. But do you love playing footy? Morrow, I'll back you to the hills every week. Because I've got you here. I've got you here and I fucking love you. But kick a fucking goal, you cunt! You fucking cost us a game! Go and root, you fucking mother! Because you're shit! And we've lost, and you can all go fuck yourself, and next year I'm coaching St Albans.
That's my favourite so far.
That's Brian.
He has
just a love, like a bit of love and powerful, and then just fucking roast.
You can tell he's like he got emotional too. Like fuck you cunts. Yeah, it started. I could rant and rave. Oh man, that's fucking great. So unreal. But let's get stuck into these, eh?
Righto.
Pump through them. See what you weapons have to offer,
boys. Got a bit of carry on for you. So I was out on a Friday night. And went out to a mate's place out in the farm. And had a few beers, as you do, and night went on, and got about 2 in the morning, chucked on a movie on the old TV. All three of us boys are sitting there drinking our beers, and I was the first one to cark it. So I fell asleep on the couch with the rest of the boys still watching the movie. But I accidentally left my phone on charge, turned on the table. And my best mate, he saw this opportunity to fuck me over. So he grabbed my phone, opened TikTok, went onto TikTok Live, and set my phone up to video me sleeping on the couch. And I woke up at 5 in the morning to realise that gay porn was playing full volume on the TV. And I had thousands and thousands of people watch me sleep during a big gay porn fucking marathon. And I woke up and I was pretty like, what the fuck's going on? I laughed it off and, ha ha, good one, boys. And anyway, they woke up and we had a bit of brekkie and I had a round two snooze. Went back, fixed him on the couch. They did it again. They fucking stitched me up again. Grabbed my phone, videoed me on TikTok Live. This time I woke up to my mate's nutsack on my fucking face.
Oh,
is that a fucking carry-on or what? Cheers, lads.
Mate, that is ingenuity. The first one, I love that. That is so funny, cunt.
How did they get into his phone?
Well, I think, like he said, he left his phone on the table. Like, he must have fell asleep when he was sort of half using it. And they got it before it must have locked.
Yeah,
TikTok Live just set up on him sleeping with gay porn going. That is so fucking funny, man, eh?
Oh, that is good. What is going on here?
100%. Just weird. Like,
you're not even asleep.
Yeah. You're weird, cunt. What's happening? No, that's good, mate. I love that sort of shit. The bit of out-of-the-box thinking stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Because shit like that, like, you're not fucking with his hair or his face or fucking anything. You're just, you know, making him seem like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh, great stuff. Moving on.
Hey, boys.
Hey, bro.
Loving the work. Keep it up. Fucking got something that'll blow your lid about these fucking guinea pigs. I know how much you love them.
Oh, no.
They're actually a national fucking delicacy over in Peru. Like, that's their number one thing that they fucking cook up and eat. Those motherfuckers love that shit. National fucking delicacy. I shit you not. Look it up. And then to top that off, those little fuckers down in Tassie, they looked this up as well. I think it was on the northwest coast. A place down there got in heaps of shit because they were farming guinea pigs to eat them and sell them off as well. Gosh, not too bad, eh? Hit that around ya. Say how yourself, boys.
I wonder if it'd be like Spick Crackle.
Well, yeah. I can't. This is what I'm looking forward to for having when we get a producer. Is for this sort of thing, we can do some fucking, like, Googling some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can
go, right, look up this fucking thing and actually suss
break
it out.
Break it down. That's right.
But, mate, I reckon play on if you fucking got them all for eating. Like, if they're smick eating and you're farming them like you do, fucking unreal. I just think it's a joke to have one just fucking running around in this cage at the back. You know what I mean? That's my whole thing. I reckon play on if they're fucking...
Oh, 100%,
you know?
Yeah.
I wonder what they are like to eat. We should fucking eat one.
Two.
Eat it live. Yeah, like, it'd be interesting. We should have a look at fucking what it is like to eat them. Because, like, surely a whole nation doesn't just smash them and they taste shit. Surely. You wouldn't think.
Peru, a delicacy. I wonder if they're a different type.
Maybe. They might be a bit bigger.
Yeah.
You know, a bit meatier. Because there wouldn't be much on them, would there? Like, some of them are fucking small.
What did you have last night? I had pulled guinea pig in the smoker.
Yeah, pulled guinea.
Pulled guinea.
Full roast.
Yeah.
Full guinea roast. Yeah. There you go, mate.
I just want to see a photo of how the food's prepped for it.
Bro, when I was looking for the photos,
in the shape of a roast. You wouldn't have to fucking cut any sides off. No.
When I was looking for a picture for us for that picture for the episode that we did.
There was
some like hung up, like as in, you know, prepped, like skinned and fucking.
Oh, there you go.
You know, yeah, man, like it must be a big thing. So it makes guinea pigs make a lot more sense to me now that I know they are consumed for food.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just be there for fuck all. So yeah.
They have a lot of little bones.
It'd be fiddly, wouldn't it? Like it's not like you could just take a big bite of meat. You know what I mean? I love being able to just have a big bite without bones. You'd be fucking...
Gnawing into a guinea.
Gnawing a guinea. I will gnaw a guinea. Let us know if you got a fucking guinea on its last legs.
Oh, I want a healthy one if we're eating it.
Yeah. One in its prime.
Oh.
Yeah, righto.
People are going to be off that eating guinea pigs.
We need to see if it's legal first.
Yeah, that's probably another thing.
We need to see if it's legal to consume again.
Go to your local pet shop. This is tonight's dinner we're prepping.
Yeah, Fluffy looks tasty. Righto. There we go.
Hey, boys. Nutsack from the outback here. There's been something that's on my mind, and that's junkies running the streets. Now, I've been seen way too fucking many. Them things are breeding like fucking rabbits out here, mate. See, you pass one on the street, and there's this lady. She's marching around with her phone. No one's on the phone. She's marching around going, "Fuck off, you disgusting man! Fuck off!" And then I pass another one a couple days later. "You stay away from my family, you slut! You fucking stay away from my family, or I'll kill yours!" Like, when is it gonna stop? Like, they should all be in asylums, eh? It's bloody overwhelming. Righto, boys, stay out of yourselves.
That bloke has just done the best junkie voice I've ever heard. Like, that is to a T what they sound it. Like. "You disgusting ring." Like, fucking, that is unreal. It's a hard one because the content that comes from those people is top notch, although I wouldn't trust them around me kids or dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Or guineas. So it's fucking, it's just, like, for example, I was up the main street the other day when I was cruising around talking to the real estates and shit, and, there was one on the side of the road. And, like, I don't give a fuck about it, man. They do them. You do you, bruh. Whatever. But you can't tell me that you don't sort of tense up or think about what you do if he's going to come at you sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, especially me. Where they're at.
I'm walking with my son, right? He's on the right-hand side of me. I'm holding his hand, walking along. And I see this bloke. And in my head, this is what I've already gone through it. So I'm like, yeah. I'm like, right, my left arm's free here. If this bloke comes at me, she'll be straight across the front, crack, elbow, bang, into the garden, cunt. You know what I mean? I ran that through my head. Already, but didn't even look at him. Like, yep, there you go, bro. But I had it ready, like, in my head, just going, bang, cunt, like judo chop, puss.
Fuck off.
Because, you just can't trust them, can you? Like, you just don't know when they're going to fucking do something.
Oh, yeah, you see those wild ones just absolutely fucking tearing the bitumen to pieces.
Yeah, bro.
With the big arm swings and fucking, hey, let's take a left here, let's take a right there.
They're just madmen, eh? Like, did you see, there's this one of this bloke asking this bloke to piss in a bottle for him. Have you seen that?
Oh,
and he's just,
no.
like, foaming at the mouth. "You need to piss in it for me." Like, as in he must be on parole and shit. And he just gives you the creeps. You're like, oh, go away, cunt. Like,
wow. Fuck. Yeah, they're just harassing public.
Yeah, man. So that would be a big thing in, like, bigger cities and that, eh? Well, I suppose that's a good thing about living pretty rural like we do. You don't really deal with that.
Yeah, we're starting to get a few around here, but around that valley area.
Marketplace missions.
Yeah.
Bump into a few. But yeah, man, they're out there.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do drugs. Moving on.
Hey, boys. I love your podcast. They got a carry-on for you. I'm down here in fucking dad-kissing country. I'm a truck driver. Yeah. One thing I've noticed a lot of these days is the blokes aren't driving. The wives are driving and the blokes are sitting in the passenger seat. It's pissing down rain down here. You fucking soft cunts are in the passenger seat when you should be steering it. Fucking have a go, you cunts. What the fuck goes on there? They're not even sitting in there drinking a fucking can, the cunts. They're fucking reading the book, having an app. The fucking soft cunts. Dad kissing cunts. Tell us what you think, boys. See ya.
Oh, that's funny. So growing up, obviously, Dad, like you were saying, bro, Dad was the one that sort of drove mainly.
Yeah.
You know, took control of the car sort of thing. It's funny with me, right, because... Because I do so much fucking driving out to work, like 6 hours or whatever.
Oh, if you can take a break from it.
And a lot of the time I can do shit on my phone to do with this, like as in taking these calls, prepping episodes, doing all that. So I sort of try and take those opportunities to go from like Merrinvale to Gladstone as a chance to do some of that shit with the headphones in, like do some work and that. So the missus drives a lot of the time. However, I think if we were going on a long road trip and it was raining and shit, I liked her driving sweet. But I just personally would want to be in control.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, yeah, I hear what you're coming from, bro. But me personally, man, she does a lot of it for that reason, you know? But what about you? What are you?
Well, I mean, Mrs. have a mutual argument between us where we'll backseat drive each other no matter a good day or a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so yeah. Both can drive. So it's just like, who's copped them enough abuse? Now let's swap the seat.
And then cop the other one.
Yeah, the other one cop it.
Yeah, I'll get you. Yeah. But no, it's...
But if I'll take every chance I can get in that passenger seat.
Oh, man.
Well, these days I think I'm happy to drive, but...
Yeah.
Like it was when you're working away all the time.
Yeah.
If you could just get a break from being in the steering wheel.
And like I said, I'm doing that much at the moment that I use that as an opportunity to get some work done. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
when I'm sitting in the seat, why would I not use that 45 minutes or whatever to prep episodes, upload, like edit shit? You know,
yeah.
So I've sort of just got a time at the moment is the most valuable fucking thing we've got. Like, yeah, but yeah, moving on, bro. Good call, eh?
Yeah. Like.
Cam, Tommy, Dean, smallest flopping hilltop. I've got a bit of a carry on here about this the Tasmanian wanderer or whatever she calls herself, calling us New South Welshmen out. You live in fucking Tasmania. If that isn't enough to start it, don't worry about dad kisses and pop tashes and sister smashes. You can't start the incest fucking trend. I would rather, I'm a Blues supporter, by the way, and I would rather wear a Queensland jersey in Sydney than to fucking have anything to do with them cunts. If you got to cross another sea to get to a place, then that's, you're not even Australian. Tasmania's not even in Australia, you fuckwit. If you've got to get over the sea. All right, that's my carry-on. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
That's beautiful. Yeah, it's funny, man. Like, I think people have misunderstood. Like, I give New South Welshmen shit, right?
Yeah.
But it's like the bloke at work. If you get shit from blokes at work, they like you. You know what I mean? You like them. If you don't give someone shit, you don't really like them or you're not really close to them. Like... The reason I give New South Wales from so much shit is they're really passionate about shit that I am, the footy,
yeah,
the origin,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So there's their connection there. When the fucking origin's gone, they're me favourite cunts to deal with because they've got the same passions and shit as us.
Oh,
you
definitely,
know?
Yeah.
So that's I reckon they're unreal to deal with. So, yeah, I'll always side with the boys over a Tasmanian.
So I work with a heap. Yeah. And, it always comes up, the inbred stuff.
Yeah.
Like, can you break it down with this? Like who circumcised you? It wasn't your sister?
Yeah.
Like,
and how do they go with it normally? Pretty good.
Oh, they all laugh.
Yeah,
fucking.
Yeah.
There's one thing about him I can't say, but fucking, I reckon I've got it down to a T of some of the type of people they are.
Yeah, righto.
But, yeah, they crack me up.
Yeah, mate. I just think the biggest part is like all those things, like with the Kiwi boys, like rooting sheep and all that sort of thing. Like, you got to take that on board and just fucking have a laugh, don't you?
Yeah.
If you get offended by the common things that people give your state or country shit about, then you just straight away you're losing.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take it on board. Like all the boys with the dad kissing stuff, ringing up saying, yeah, boys, down in dad kissing country. Yeah. I'll just finish passion dad. Like fucking, that's what it's all about, man. Having a laugh. And if you can't have a laugh like that, then fuck off.
The loosest thing with that bloke, one bloke I was working with in Tasmania, I didn't believe him at first, but he reckons he's out on a farm in a bit more of a rural area.
Mm.
And he reckons fucking like two Tassie's devils fucking locked onto his dog.
Oh. True.
Yeah.
I forgot that they're a thing in the wild, eh? You forget about those little cunts.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know what they had to do, but to get them off, but fucking the old dog wasn't much fucking good.
Ah. Well, because they got real strong jaws, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. And
so it
has decent fucking teeth on them.
Yeah. I think, I can't remember correctly, and this is why it'd be good to have old producer dude, but, you know, it'd be good to look up. I think they carry a fair few, like, diseases or something.
As
or
well.
something with them, so you don't really want them to bite you, I'm pretty sure. Might be talking
I think they're
the
obviously they're endangered or whatever. You can't shoot them.
Nah. No, I don't think they'd taste very nice.
But imagine that, we don't have that, anything like that that's going to come up and just hang off your dog.
What a fucking sick animal, the Tassie devil. Like, just a little fucking grub. Like, just has the shit in them, eh? A cunt of a thing. I love them. I reckon they're fucking prime little cunts.
I didn't even think there was that many of them, but for a couple to come up and fucking lock onto the dog, there must be a few around still.
Yeah, who knows? It might be certain areas, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, shout out to Tassie Devils.
G'day, Tommy and Cam. Best viewer in New South Wales calling up, boys. Just a bit of a carry-on for you. Go to a crib room out of the mine. Free coffee, free sugar, free tea. Some bloke's bought his own coffee and tea. Just want to know if that was a carry-on or not. And looking forward to seeing this power burpee off your can. Don't even know if you can actually do it. See you, boys.
Thanks, mate. Oh, yeah, I reckon we might get a bit of footage at the wedding, I reckon, for the old the PB.
Yeah.
But
make sure you get me fully extended.
Yeah, I'll make sure you're flaring. Clear a big circle out and get you in the middle, just pounding it.
Oh, nice.
But what are your thoughts on that, the crib room, dude?
Nah, fuck off. I like bringing me caramel latte sachets in because I'm not a real coffee drinker.
Yeah, yeah. I just
cop it. But I'm not going to bring my own tea bags in if there's already tea there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get you. I'm just cop what I'm given. But, I mean, if you, like you said, if you're not a real coffee lover,
oh, I'm trying to be.
Yeah, yeah. But a bit more into it.
But, yeah, I still struggle. I need the old sachet.
Yeah. It's funny the transition, eh? Like I said, I used to drink 2 sugars, like, minimum when I first started drinking coffee. Now I'd never put sugar in there. I do with the instant, actually, because it tastes like ring.
Yeah.
But if I get a coffee from anywhere or make one at home, I don't put sugar in. It's fucking, yeah, sort of.
That's one thing I'm learning, just fucking try to get it without sugar.
Just try anything you can without sugar. Sugar is a fucking killer.
I never go to that Coke Zero shit, but.
Nah, me neither.
I think you might grow into it, but I think you actually have to be an alcoholic before you fucking change over.
Yeah. Yeah, is the Coke Zero like drinking...
like Diet Coke straight up or Pepsi Max with your shit?
Is that like drinking non-alcoholic beer? Drinking Coke Zero?
I reckon.
You reckon?
Still smashing it in with the rum or
yeah. Whatever. Like, I think it's a good idea for people who drink it heaps, eh? Like, as in to knock that sugar back or whatever.
Oh, definitely. And if you've got diabetes, already got a few dramas.
I just think the old can of Coke, the can of Drano, I just love it for what it is. I just can't,
I should make it as a detox.
Yeah.
If I have any bottles of Coke that are out of date or whatever, that's going down the sink. The sink is never fucking blocking.
Yeah, the old Drano just eats it out. Right on.
Tommy, Cam, how are you going, boys?
Fastest
ass in Newcastle here. Hey, listening to the potty, fucking a little while back you were talking about what pets to get your kids. Cunt, you've got to go with the chook for the toddlers. Chase them around all fucking day, get 3 eggs, handful of seed every 2 days, fucking Bob's your auntie. Anyway. Quick joke for you. What's better than eating a mandarin? Eating a mandarin out. Hey. Like you do that.
Cheers, bro. I think Red Dog hit us with that one. But that's, I couldn't agree more. You know, get a little pen. You don't need a big yard. Get 1 or 2 chooks. You know, like he said, toddlers, chase them around, pick them up, like, you know, and they get eggs for you.
Yeah.
Fucking win-win. That is a great call. It was a fucking good,
until they get attached and the dog latches onto it.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, you don't have...
Let's stay positive here and go,
that's right. Okay. You know, but if you don't have a dog, you know, the old chip and roam around and shit like that, and you get those feeders too that, you know, last them a fair while.
Yeah, you can hand away the water.
Yeah, that's right. So it's one of those things where they're not too high maintenance as far as, like, if you're going away for a week, you could set up a system where they have enough food and water in there.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Oh, fucking oath, man. I think I might look at something like that, getting a chook or two. Yeah, good for the kids. Cheers, mate.
Tommy, Cam, Stumpy here. Just got a carry on. How about down in fucking Melbourne, they get a public holiday just for the fucking AFL Grand Final? Is that a carry on or fucking what? Say it to yourselves, legends. Have a good one.
I reckon that's the biggest play on I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
These fucking tripping cunts up here should give us one after every Origin game.
Or Grand Final.
Or Grand Final. Yeah, like, that. I think that's great. Big sporting events that everyone can just enjoy and have the fucking day. Is it the day off after, I wonder?
I don't know. Well.
You'd think so, wouldn't it? Because the Grand Final's on Saturday.
This year it's on Sunday for us.
Yeah, the AFL one, though, was on Saturday.
On Saturday. Yeah, right. So maybe.
I don't know what he means, like, if it's on the Monday after or what. But I agree. And all events like that. Should be fucking... We should get a day off.
Because America would do it for the Super Bowl, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll have to have a look at that. But
today's episode needs a producer to look these things up and clarify a few things for us.
Yeah, that's right. But, like, I just reckon, for people's birthdays, like the Queen's birthday, the King's birthday, Who gives a fuck about her birthday? No, cunt.
No.
Make public holidays a thing where people can enjoy the day. Because what's the point of having a day off in the middle of the week or something when there's nothing to celebrate or something, you know what I mean? If you had a grand final or something, the Arvo before, and you get the next day off, fucking bang.
Oh, Friday or Monday, everyone's going to be on board for that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Friday and Monday is the only days
to I never look forward to a public holiday now or anything because it's either double time, that'd be the only positive, or I'm working.
Well, that's what my roster...
When you're on a roster, yeah.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
So, but anyway, for the everyday Joe, though, that's working... Where
oh, that's
goes,
right.
For working Monday to Friday, it's handy though. Like, get that public holiday in. Yeah. Anyway.
Boys, Timmy here, mate, from the fucking New South Wales. Anyway, boys, good shit. Love the potty. Anyway, I've been macking through it and smashing the fucking podcast like a red-headed stepchild. Anyway, just catching up to date, and I just got past the part of old Filthy. Boys, I don't know what to say, I never felt connected to someone so much through a podcast. It was unbelievable. I fucking can relate to that bloke like nothing else. And then to find out on the weekend while I was pumping the podcast that he passed away, I'm fucking devastated, fellas. Like, I'm gutted. And anyway, I thought I'd just share my thoughts and give you some love and say, cheers, boys, keep up the good work, and fucking very upset about it. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Cheers, boys. Thank you. Bye.
Cheers for the words, mate.
Cheers, bro.
Yeah, it's fucking... I suppose I look back now. I haven't been really able to listen to it. I will at one stage, but I think it's pretty cool out of any of this that I've got out of it so far is that I've documented at least someone can go and have a listen and just hear him have a chat.
And hear what he was like as a bloke. And how happy in life and what he was up to. And
yeah, that's right. Just who he was as a bloke sort of thing. Because when someone goes, unless you do like the old home videos that you put on at home like the parents did, when do you ever get to really see who someone really is? Like as in for a long period of time sitting there and just speaking what he's up to and all that sort of thing. You don't really, do you?
No.
You know, especially like his Instagram and that and his YouTube, he had heaps of shit, but it's more his action fishing and stuff. You never really got to sit down and hear what he was like as a person. So
yeah,
I think I'm pretty proud of that, you know, even for his family or myself or his mates, you can go back and have a listen and yeah. But no, it's fucking, it is shit, man, but you know, life goes on.
Yep.
G'day, fellas. Fucking Turbo here.
Turbo.
Shit your cogs, parts and slugs, mate. Anyways, I've got a fucking carry on for you. Blokes that put fucking LED light-up aerials on their trucks. Imagine being a fucking full-grown bloke hanging them cunts off your mirrors. Guaranteed, if you're one of them fucking blokes that does it, you're made to play Star Wars with your uncle when your fucking parents were at home in your fucking room. Alright, anyway, stay out of your uncle.
Stay out of your uncle. Stay out of your uncles. Yeah, that's definitely a carry on, mate.
Mm.
Fast and Furious.
I haven't really noticed them, to be like completely honest with you. Is he talking about like the UHF aerials?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, light up one.
Yeah. I don't know. I can see maybe like you're going forward driving up the beach and you want to be the fucking deadly lad, I don't know, with the blue thing. Because I think if you're filming at night, it has that, like, as you're going past the blue glow.
Okay.
But on the road, people probably soot down the highway and flick it on.
It wouldn't be in your vision, would it, on your truck or whatever? Because I'm thinking if it was an area on the front of me bull bar, it'd piss me off if there was a light there. It'd annoy me driving.
Yeah, I don't know. They said the LED strip run in it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
The fucking Fast and Furious of today's times.
That's right. Fast and Furious.
Yeah, boy, he's got a bit of a fucking carry-on about them guinea pigs. When I was younger, the mother brought us two guinea pigs and the fucking pet shop told us they were fucking both females. Anyway, 6 months later, there was fucking little guinea pigs everywhere. Just wondering if they're fucking hermaphrodites, boys. Stay out of yourselves.
If they're hermaphrodites, I doubt it.
They can fuck themselves and make more.
don't think so.
Is there an animal that can do that? Another thing for
what's
reduce.
There's there's fish. Like, I know fish and that change sex.
Sex, yeah, yeah, I know that, yeah.
But I don't know about if they can get themselves pregnant. I don't know. If you know that, reach out, someone. Guinea pigs don't, though. Useless fuck.
No.
Yeah, boys. Big Jimmy here from the Gong.
Big Jimmy
from the Gong. Got a bit of a fucking yarn for you. No mayo fucking whatsoever on this. My missus works at Wollongong Hospital. And there's a doctor there. His first name is Smear. Like, you smear something on the fucking wall.
Oh, no.
But his last name is Dick Shit. Fucking true yarn. You're no fucking me. Mayo on it whatsoever. Dr. Smear Dick Shit.
Oh,
what
yeah.
the fuck is that? Anyway, fucking who root?
Where the fuck's that bloke from? Smear Dip Shit. Smear Dick Shit?
Yeah.
Dick Shit or Dip Shit? I don't know.
Dick Shit.
I don't know.
Like, obviously, dick's a really fucking popular word.
Yeah,
But smear! Smear dick shit.
Smear.
It's like something Rodney Reed would fucking do.
Like, so obviously they come from a different country, right? And smear dipshit wouldn't mean the same thing over there. I wonder if any Aussies like Carl means a word in a different language. They're like, Carl!
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's right.
Because we have it, like smear dipshit. Or fucking, my cunt is itchy, or fucking, you know, these names that are funny, or I'm in your shed sort of thing. Surely we have some names.
That like, would crack
yeah,
up other
that they'd crack
language
up, like,
cultures.
And be like, oh, like laughing at fucking, you know, Tom or whatever, or fucking Cam, yeah. It'd be interesting to see if there is any of those. I'm sure there would be. Like, yeah it's got to be. Yeah,
it's funny we're learning a couple of words, fucking one of the boys knew how to say gay boy in Chinese or something.
Yeah.
And then, so they're all, he's all pointing, tapping on the shoulder and says, like, the supervisor, and goes, whatever the word is, the old gay boy.
Oh, yeah. To the, the supervisor.
You can't get, like, can't communicate with someone
sometimes. Oh, yeah.
And they just turn around and fucking start giggling. And they get this nod. Yeah. Gay boy.
Gay boy. Oh, that's good.
How are you, boys? It's your mate here with the Little Pickle. Just wanted to say, loving what you're doing. Fucking always good for a smile on the dial when you need one. Boys, I've just fucking figured out how traffic starts. You won't believe it. Fucking driving at 90 kilometres an hour in the 110 zone, in the right lane, is this fucking bitch, let's call her non-Australian, I'll leave it up to your imaginations where she's from. Two hands on her phone, knees on the steering wheel. I've had to bloody overtake her in the left lane. I come up, driving next to her, one eye on the road, one eye on her, maybe 20 seconds, looking back and forth. The bitch did not look up from her phone. Wow. Anyway, hope she gets fucking T-bone. See ya.
Yeah, that's a bit of a carry-on, isn't it? Just flat out knees on there, both hands on the phone, not even looking up.
Yeah, sorry to call the girls out, but you guys are a lot more shocking to get beat on the phone than blokes.
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon too. Just looking, like being at, like when you're driving through and noticing, I think so.
Yeah, if you know, like, look, you're looking into other cars, there's more, 9 times out of 10, there's a chick texting at the traffic lights.
Mm. And to even it up here, so we're not just bashing.
Oh, I'm shocking, and that's my one thing I need to work on.
Yeah, I just mean, like, to even it up here, I think blokes driving, they think they're better than they are, you know? I reckon blokes are better drivers than women, personally. But I feel like there's so many blokes out there that fucking think they're just deadly and can drive, where women, I feel like, don't think that they're deadly at driving like blokes do. Like, I reckon we're too cocky and think you're deadly, and it's like, nah, bruh.
Yeah.
Fucking
no,
weird.
I was just referring to the phone thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who out of the lot, who the most young girls that are just texting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure, man. There was actually this photo, and it was one of them like that was locked until you clicked on it. And it was a chick who was dead in a car crash, and her phone was pushed up against her face.
Oh,
like,
as no. in,
yeah, like she just must have rear-ended the back of this truck.
Yeah.
I saw it a while ago and just went, wow, that's fucked. But, like, how quick it can happen, though, man. Going that fast, you know, it's pretty wild. But yeah, I think we're all a bit guilty of having a look. Like, if a notification comes up and you might think, oh,
the worst thing is the traffic lights.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, if someone's sitting there on, like, the phone.
Well, you're busy trying to get through your day. All right, I've got fucking 30 seconds here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll send okay or yeah, mate, or see you soon to someone.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, it's definitely a hazard.
Hey, Tommy and Cam, how are you, boys? Fucking love the podcast, cunts.
Cheers, mate.
My name's Brad, fucking Brad Dean. We went to school together, Tom Dahl.
Like B-Rat.
I've been glad to be there. Got a bit of carry-on for you, mate. Bit of a nickname for a cunt that can't use a hammer. On my job, we always call him Lightning because the cunt never hits the same spot twice. And a bit of a carry-on question for you. Would you rather fight 10 duck-sized rhinoceros or one rhinoceros-sized duck, and why? Let's have a go. Cheers, boys.
Where are you going?
What did you say? One duck.
So 10 duck-sized rhinoceroses or one rhinoceros-sized duck? Which would you rather fight? I'm fighting the rhinoceros-sized duck, I reckon, because those little rhinos,
bricks.
It would still be hard as fuck. You know what I mean? You'd kick him or whatever and hurt your hand, and wear a duck. She's pretty soft. You could just fucking rip in, pull feathers out, fucking lay into it, you know? Wrap your hands around its neck and just hold on.
Peck the fuck out of you. That'd be like a dinosaur.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying it'd be fun. It'd be wild. But if I had to, I reckon I'm going the fucking big duck. What do you reckon? Do you reckon going big duck or you going little rhinos? It depends if you get a weapon too. Like, do you get a weapon, I wonder?
Yeah.
If it was just hands, then
just imagine how solid those little rhinoceros fucking ducks would be. They're just like bricks coming at you.
Yeah, that's right. They would be, bro. It'd be like a staffy. It'd be like fucking, you know. Yeah. It's pretty funny to think about though.
Yeah. I don't know if I can eat. Yeah. I don't know. I'll take the 10 on, but.
Take the 10?
Oh, I reckon. You're going to get rolled either way, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah. Me saying I'll take the duck on, I'll just get pecked the fuck out of.
Yeah.
Getting railed, mate. Anyway, that was good.
Tommy, Cam, how are you, boys?
Good
Western
night.
Sydney Dingo back again. Just driving me truck following a fucking caravan. Doing fucking 60 kilometres an hour in 100 zones. Gotta love it. That's not why I'm ringing. I was just listening to the Elite last Wednesday. Wobbly's talking about eating rabbits. Oh, Maltese, bro. And I've got to give it to you. Go out and find any Maltese family and get them to cook you up some fucking rabbit. It is the shit. You will love it. Guarantee it.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, I got a joke for you too. There's a vampire walks into a bar. Vampire walks up to the barman. He goes, "Barman, get me a pot of fucking boiling hot water." Barman thinks nothing of it. Goes out the bat, starts boiling up this water. He comes out. He pops it on the table. He goes, "Hey," he goes, "I was just thinking." He goes, "Boiling water." He goes, "What the fuck?" He goes, "I thought vampires only drink blood." Vampire reaches around into his back pocket, pulls out a dozen used tampons. He goes, "Yeah, cunt, I'm making tea."
Oh.
Stick it up, you see it.
Oh. That is off guts. Mad cunt. I've never heard that.
Neither. That's filth. Oh, you don't forget that one.
Nah.
I don't think I'd tell that in many environments either. Oh, around all the boys, but fucking hell, that's rough.
What was the
rabbit? Bro, I would try
it. I'd try a rabbit, yeah.
I would try it if someone could say they cook it right. I wouldn't just get a rabbit and just try cook it myself. I'd have to be like, "Oi, do you have a good dish for rabbit?"
Yeah.
You know, and I'll try it.
You just got to accept that it's going to be a gamey, lean meat.
I think like he's saying, man, I reckon they'd surely cook it in a way to mask that gamey taste.
Oh, you'd have to get, it'd be in like some sort of, what do you reckon, a stew?
Yeah, like a casserole maybe, or just heaps of flavouring with it maybe, like herbs and shit. Yeah, I'd fucking give it a go. If someone knows how to cook a mean rabbit, let us know. Moving on.
Tommy, Cam, Bertram, yeah. Just listening to Wobbly's Nine, and I've got a bit of a theory on your bloody guinea pigs from that episode. Do you reckon they're the vegan cyclists of the animal world? Righto, boys, love the potty, love the merchandise, keep ripping in. See ya.
These blokes come up with this shit.
The vegan cyclists. I suppose they would be useless fucks. But I suppose now that I know that you can eat them, They're probably a lot more useless than a vegan and a cyclist. Definitely a cyclist. Way more useful than them. What do they do for anyone?
Yeah. Those, you see the big thing lately, well, it's a new trend. Everyone's turning back to eating meat again.
Are they?
Yeah, all these vegans, apparently.
Oh, okay. Good on them. Fucking had your little show.
Yeah. Back. But why be one of those people? But anyway.
I laughed at this post the other day that old mate tagged us in and we shared. It was like, if what's the go with vegans blowing up about eating meat, but they'd make everything try and taste like meat and look like meat?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Beyond meat and shit like that.
Like, and I'm sure they'd be like, oh, because it's not,
I think, like a few the taste of it. I think a few of them are understanding that you are just killing, if you're an animal lover, you are killing more animals than you are just fucking having a couple of cows in a paddock.
That's right. They don't, some of these people are that fucking stupid that they don't get that the thing that they are eating to sack, like, to
make soybeans and stuff like that, the amount of acres and
shit. The amount of fucking animals that are killed to keep that crop going. They're just fucking got no idea. No idea. Like Borodale was
Let
saying.
Let the cows, like, be the vegans. They eat the grass.
Yeah, exactly right. Fucking oath. Hey, go and, if you want to be a vegan, sweet. But yeah, don't carry on about other
people. I'm happy. You go be vegans. Just leave the land alone for our fucking cattle.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck off.
G'day, boys. Name's Bryce. Is this a carry on or what? I've had this cunt park on me lawn since fucking Friday. Oh. It's now Tuesday.
Oh.
And shout out to the fucking Sunny Coast Council for not doing fuck all. But I'm about to skull drag this cunt house onto the road. And I just want to know if it's a fucking carry on or not. Cheers, boys. Love the podcast. Keep it up.
Fucking an oath. That's a carry on, bud. Parked on his grass from Friday and now it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
No way. I wouldn't even, like, that's to carry on that day even. You'd nearly go out and go, hey, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You know? Get off. Different, like, you could probably cop it if there was, like,
if you knew the neighbour or was, that's the neighbour's friend.
And I suppose if it's
going
like
knock on the door.
If it's like a fucking party on in the street, you know, and then, like, people have just got the two wheels up on the side, all good, because, you know, it's just a quick thing, but... Yeah, fucking what? Who does that? Who the fuck does that? Just parks on some cunt's fucking lawn and leaves it there.
I feel sorry for people that live in those little suburban streets and you have got a few cars.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, you'd have, like, mates, old boys blowing up going, when's fucking such and such coming to get his fucking car or to get me boat out or...
Yeah, rooms at a premium, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it would be fucking hard. Especially, like, for yourself, man. If you moved into... You couldn't move into fucking... town at the moment, could you? Because you got the fucking trucks and the bobcat and you need space.
Yeah, I need... Yeah, that's right. It'd look like a fucking shit show.
Yeah, it'd make it fucking hard, eh? Mm. And trailers and shit.
Yeah, lucky you got rid of that jet ski and... Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, that is a carry-on, though. Fuck off. Fuck off, cunt.
What's going on, you mad rooters? It's Dan the fucking man here. Got a carry-on or a play-on here. Up to you fellas to decide.
Right.
So once or twice a year, me and my old man and a couple of mates head up the beach for a bit of a fishing carry-on. So this one trip, we loaded up all the fishing gear, a fucking heap of piss, and a big bag of hooter, and off we fucking go. So we get up there, and the wind's blowing harder than a hooker with no hands. So we get stuck into the beers and hope the wind slows down so we can get a fish in. The wind doesn't really slow down, but we still give it a crack being the fucking alphas we are. But no good, nothing biting. We end up getting blind and more stoned than a pedophile in Israel. Then we all start getting hungry and we realise we didn't bring any fucking food because we were going to catch a heap of fish to get a feed. But no good, it's windy and the water's rougher than Amanda Nunes' sex life. But by this stage, we're fucking starving but can't catch any fish. So one of the fellas comes up with the great idea of catching a seagull to eat. Me and the other lads had a bit of a laugh thinking he was taking the piss. But next thing we know, the cunt's taken off with a rod and he's going to try to... And we think he's going to try and catch some fish. Then we hear some squawking, but we ignore it and keep deleting piss. Next thing, this mad fucker brings up a fucking plucked and gutted seagull and chucks it in a pan and throws it on the fire. Me personally, I'm still a bit hesitant because this is our fucking thing, like the bird flu stuff. But I'm hungrier than a 7-year-old in Ethiopia, so fuck it. I'm keen to give it a chew. And fuck me, that cunt wasn't half bad at all. And I'd definitely give it a crack again. Now I just want to know if that's a carry-on or a play-on. Any of you soft fuckheads that think it's wrong,
What's the difference on catching and killing a seagull to a fish? What's so high and mighty about a seagull? The cunts are fucking everywhere. Anyway, love the pod, boys. Keep it up. Dan the man out. Stay in each other, eh?
Couple of good one-liners there.
Yeah, spat a few of them in. Yeah, fucking whatever. I don't give a fuck about
seagulls. Mate, if you're fucking hungry as fuck, you eat whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Bro, that brings back a yarn. There was this dirty seagull one day, bro, who we had the yacht fishing for whiting in only about a foot or two of water.
Yep.
Anyway, this seagull fucking kept looking at the old yabs, and he kept fucking diving down and trying to get them. And I kept, like, winding it in, trying to fuck it off, throwing shit at it. Piss off, seagull, whatever. Kept going, and I was like, right, cunt, you want the Abbey? Yeah, fucking cop this. Casted it out. I'm like, if he takes it, it's his own problem. Bang, took it. She's in the air. I'm winding this seagull in. Fucking, you know, wound it in, because I'm thinking this fucking thing won't go away.
Yeah.
So wound it in, got it up to the thing, and, like, the hook wasn't down its throat. It just fucking, on the side or whatever. So got it out and just grabbed it and give it the old few dunks in the water and then just said, fuck off. See you later. It must have fucking, it just beelined the fuck out of there, you know. But, yeah, I think that's happened a few times, the old seagull flying down and grabbing, you know, grabbing the bait or the hook or whatever.
Seen a few hooked up. I remember there was a bloke in Caloundra, fucking, what do you call them? Pelican. Yeah, down the Esplanade, you know, Caloundra there.
Yeah,
casting, catching toadfish, and then just hooked this fucking pelican.
True.
It was the biggest fucking carry on.
Oh,
everyone eating fish and chips around 5 PM.
Oh, no, mate, it's got a pelican.
You know, it's pretty slow going down there around 5:00.
Yeah, that's not good.
And everyone's yelling and screaming at him. He's like, what the fuck, bro? I didn't fucking. He come after me fish.
Yeah, that's right. Bit the thing. Yeah, it's not like you're meant to hook it. That's like with that seagull.
Pelican up.
That's like with that seagull too. I should clarify, I wasn't trying to catch it. I just stopped. I just stopped fucking around. I was just like, right, you fucking want to eat it, I'll wind you in and fuck you off. You know? Yeah.
Fuck, okay. I remember that for the recipe. I would have been young as fuck.
Wow,
too.
That would have been
I
a
remember
show.
like the animal savers, people over coming down there holding this thing, a big group around the pelican. Because at the start, I almost just pissed off dragging this thing up the fucking beach. yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's just hit the wildlife carers straight off. Yeah.
Fuck. That would have been the biggest fucking show ever.
You know, like, you're young and innocent, but you're still giggling going.
Oh,
that's
mate,
fucking,
just...
Like, okay, I can imagine me old boy going, what the fuck's going on here?
Fucking show.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'd never wish for a pelican or a seagull or whatever to take a hook or anything like that, but it's just the show that is happening that you got to just sit back and go, holy fuck, what's going on here, this poor cunt? Oh, anyway.
Going on, you bunch of roosters. Just have a bit of a carry-on for you. Just went to the beach and there's a dude in his van with the rear door open with music fucking blaring. What are you doing? Why? I'm just here to enjoy the beach, stay with my missus, and some hippie fuck is in his van, the rear door open, with music fucking blaring. Go do that in a park away from everyone, not at the beach when you're trying to have a coffee and relax. I reckon that's a carry-on. Second one, I'm a plumber on the coast, and a customer came out to me when I was on the concrete, so I was like, oh, here, mate, got your fresh drink of water, and gave me soda water.
Oh.
Why am I trying to drink furry water? Who the fuck drinks that? Grow up. Just drink normal water. Anyway, there's my carry-on. Stay out of yourselves. Hooroo.
Yeah, yeah.
If I get handed one, I'm like, thanks, mate, I'll wait till it goes flat.
Just, oh, have you ever had some... I remember before I've grabbed like a bottle out of the thing, mustn't have heard the thing, and just went for the big swig and fucking near killed me. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't. It just, there's something about it being fuzzy without tasting like anything is just fucking not on.
I used to have, when they changed over that Mount Franklin or whatever.
Yeah.
And you accidentally grab the sparkling ones and you're like, oh.
Some people proper love it, eh? Like, love it. I just fucking...
Oh, if it's got a bit of flavouring in it, I'm trying to drink more of it.
Bruh,
instead of a soft drink.
Bit of cordial.
Yeah.
Oh, happy day.
Squeeze a lemon and lime into it.
Yeah, like, if it has a flavour, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, not
soda
just
water,
plain.
No. Right. That's what I mean. I'm a big fan of those, like the lime water.
Yeah.
Or the lemon water or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Or the berry. Like, because I feel like it's better than... It'd still be, obviously, have some sugar in it for the flavouring, but it'd be better than a can of Coke. So I often... Because I fucking hate... I don't drink enough water, so I try and get them to drink.
Yeah.
I feel like one of them, soda water, would be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With that bit of flavouring. But... Yeah, and the beach.
And the hippie fucking, at the beach.
Fucking oath. That's like playing something out loud in a crib room. If you're in a shared area, don't be a fuckhead. You know? It's just about that
equity. There's plenty of beach to go down and take your boombox if you want to have
yeah, some music right. going. Yeah, that's right. Go down the beach a bit where you're not fucking annoying every bastard.
Get a pair of AirPods, you cunt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what makes you think that every other cunt wants to hear your shit? You know? No one should, like he said, if you want to go down to the beach and enjoy your space, it's a shared space, don't be a fuckhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's people out there just don't see
peace,
it all.
Love and brown rice.
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Hey, fellas, Wagga Wanker back here again to smash some sugarcane champagnes. And I was thinking, you're talking about pissing in random spots. I've got a story, not about me, it's been a carry on. Yeah, fucking me brother got a bit fuck-eyed one night, and he's gone home, jumped in the bed, thought he walked to the toilet, ends up he was sitting on his bed, pissed in his Mrs. Ugg boots, fucking all well and good, went back to bed, Mrs. got up, stepped in the Ugg boots, and then, yeah, fucking, he was in for the time of his life.
Oh,
yeah, stay out of yourselves, fellas.
Oh, that's a beauty. That'd be like stepping on a wet dog or something like...
Oh, wow.
Imagine, like, the fur and it just seeps with piss.
Bro, I'm not going to say who it was or who even told me, but someone reached out in regards to all this, and he goes, you can't fucking say who it was or whatever, he goes, but have a go at this. And he goes, one of the boys hooked up with this chick, right, went home to her place. She must be like a single mum or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they've done the deed. He was fucking maggoted. He went to the cupboard, apparently, and shit up on her, all her kids' Christmas presents that were all wrapped and everything, but he mustn't have knew he did it. Because she's rang him and said, oh, you can't come back here. You got to clean this up. You have shit all over my kids' Chrissy presents.
Yeah, yeah.
So it must have been up like on a shelf and he's just sort of sat up there. And
yeah, I know the story. I don't think they did the deed. It was just a passed out thing. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. But there was this random nugget on a Christmas present.
Yeah, right. So you know a bit more about it.
Yeah, right.
It's true. So they didn't do the deed, just went over there and left a nugget on a Christmas present.
King Henry III on top of the kids' presents. Oh,
how yeah, good.
Oh, fucking hell.
Shout out to him. You to go, I think.
Blokes, just fucking ringing up, telling you fucking carry on. So I was at work one day, I'm a chippy, and I was busting for a fucking shit. So I've gone to the client, hey, can I use your Thunderbox? Said, yeah, no worries, in there to the right. So I went in there. First thing I looked at was no toilet paper. Fucking no worries. So I was busting for a shit. I fucking couldn't run back out to my ute because I had shit tickets in my ute. So I sat down, dropped a fucking massive log. Fucking Reaper. Anyway. No fucking shit tickets, so I fucking snapped the cut off. No worries. Got up, went to flush the toilet, the fucking water was off.
Oh.
Here there is a big fucking log in the fucking bowl. I was freaking out, didn't know what to do. Wasn't going to go ask them and say, oi, what's wrong with your water? They go and try and flush the toilet themselves, and here is a fucking shit in the bowl. So I just went out to my ute and got some toilet paper and laid it over the fucking shit in the bowl. What else do you do, boys? Cheers, eh?
I'm a bit better at walking out going, hey, your water's fucked. You're an absolute scene in there.
Yeah. If you want
to get
rid
of that. You got a bucket, I'll fucking throw a bit of water down.
Yeah.
Then we'll assess the situation.
Nah, me too.
Well, I guess if it's like first night you're meeting your missus' parents or something, like I can understand, Brusty, I probably would have fucking tried to do something.
I reckon back in the day I would have been a bit like that, but nowadays I just make it into a funny thing.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Brass, there's a big croc slide on that bowl, and if you want to get rid of it, we need water.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, it looks like Bathurst in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I want to know in that yarn, did you get up with a shitty ass and walk to your car?
To get other toilet paper?
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I'd have to sacrifice, rip some of my jocks off or at least get rid of some turd. Like, you've got a turd ass walking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I never heard where he wiped it.
or why there wasn't toilet paper in
there. Did he wipe it? Like, he just got up, went and got shit tickets and put it over the turd. He never said.
He might have been that confident that it was a big snap that she was.
I reckon you sort of know. You sort of know when it's going to be a mess. You still go, I've never been that confident that I don't.
No, I know, but there would be people there. Oh, I am fucking.
She'll be that lazy. Yeah, that felt good.
Yeah. I've seen a bloke on the piss fucking when we were away camping. Ducks down, big nod, look at this gun. Pulled his pants back up, all good.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, too easy, the jock's going to do it for you.
Yeah, that's a bit wild, eh? Keep the flies away from his face.
Oh.
All right. Enough poo. Always get to poo.
Yeah, we had Jonesy again from Southwest Victoria, or as me mates like to know me, Bubble Tap. That's a story for another day, though. I got a good one for you on a Bucks trip. We had a mate's Bucks, went to Melbourne, and someone had a good pair of sunnies, and we were at the Rippers, so before we went in, I put the sunnies on, played blind. So, had everyone feeling sorry for me, ended up getting a free lappy out of it, free beers. It was pretty fucking good. All the boys were onto it, and they went along with it, and walked out at the end of the night, and fucking bouncer on the door looks at me and goes, "You fucking tricky cunt." He goes, "I wasn't going to say anything, but you look me at the eyes when you come in, you dumb cunt. Good on ya." Gave me a high five, and he was pretty proud of me efforts. Cheers, boys.
Wow.
If you get all the boys to fucking get around that, I'd love to do that one day, or the deaf thing.
Imagine if you have a theme of a party was blind.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that. On a pub crawl, everyone has a cane with the sticks and there's like 100 cunts walking with a fucking stick.
And you say to the bartender, "There's actually about five of us that actually are blind."
Yeah, we're just, yeah, but so just bear with us. We're helping each other out, yeah. But we're the blind club and we are blind.
Whatever they do in that situation, because you'd all have the walking sticks and they probably think it's a weapon or whatever, but... Hey, mate, I'm blind.
Yeah, the fuck off, mate.
Show me where you're legally blind.
Imagine.
Well, I can't really see, but it's in my wallet here, fuckface.
Do you know what I reckon would be great? With the stick, like working your way out onto the dance floor, putting it upright and then just slut dropping it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Fucking, moonwalk backwards with it.
Fucking unreal. I reckon we have to do that. I reckon we have to do that.
You'd have to make them out of foam or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But imagine driving past and seeing 100
cunts. Take Mav as a guide dog.
Oh, that'd be fucking bro. Oh, that is so good. But, yeah, great yarn, that. Good stuff. Well, fuck, I want to look into that. It'd be so funny.
You're not going to believe it, but I'm a bricky in Dubbo. Of course a truck in Dubbo. And I was cutting a brick, and you wouldn't believe it, I cut me prick.
Oh.
And because me prick's got marbles in it, marbles just went everywhere. So I was looking around on the job site, couldn't find nothing, so I ran to my car and got a stapler. Because I go a bit of pig catching, so I got a pig stapler and just started stapling up my cock. So yeah, I want to join the Mad Dog Gang. That's it, boys. And remember, boys, if you can't stay out of yourselves, get in yourselves.
Fuck. So he's cut the cock and had to staple it up.
Heck.
The people wondering.
Or is that for his, or he said the marbles too? Is it part of into his balls or something?
Maybe. I don't know. But like when he's saying people wondering what the stapler is, like when you go pigging, you have a stapler, disposable staplers to fucking if your dogs get ripped up and stuff like that to, you know, to fix it.
A bit more industrial than the dirty old sharp shaper, what are we saying? Stapler that you'd use in the office.
Yeah, not that stapler.
Yeah.
He's the proper job. Same one, I suppose, you'd use for, like, you know, any splits and shit like that.
Is it the same you use for, like, upholstery? Or is it...
No, it's like a... Oh, it's fucking hard to explain, man. It's just like a surgical fucking thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
got,
I know the ones,
it's just,
yeah,
like, preloaded in there and you push it on and then just bang.
Yeah.
You know, we've had to...
You still got your fucking armband on from the radio, too.
I've still got... this is what I wore to the radio. That's what I mean. I fucking slept until 12, cunt. Forgot what I even did. And then fucking got dropped off to my car and come here.
Yeah.
I'm fucking busted, bro.
I like it.
Do you... Is the fucking... going on to the armband yarn, like, that cunt's coming off soon. But you reckon it's a carry-on when people leave them on for ages and shit?
Oh, remember at school, people...
Schoolies
leave that on. I'm never taking this off. That was the best week of my life. Righto, mate.
It's the best week of my life.
But yeah, or when they did like the fashionable versions of them, like a festival, yeah. And it was like, even people remember coming back in apprentice days, they'd gone to fucking Creamfields or Big Day Out or something, and they're still just fucking...
Yeah, still got them on, yeah. I didn't even notice the fucking thing, but yeah.
I love the old boys. Well, you went there like 2 weeks ago, mate.
What are
you doing?
What the fuck's that?
Yeah.
What are you, cool, cunt?
Yeah. It's just covered in coal.
Yeah. Oh, I think last one here. Last one.
Boys, Cam, Tommy, how we going? Good mate, night. I've just been listening to your podcast and you're talking about the best pie in Australia. Well, I just wanted to inform you, me and the missus just got back from a 2-year trip travelling around Australia, and one of our things was to call in at most places and have a pie. So I think I'm fairly qualified. Mate, Nana Bakery in Western Australia, we walked in there, there's a lady, she's no taller than fucking 4'10", she's about 100 years old, she runs this tiny shit-house looking little bakery, but my God, the pies that come out of there are fucking top-notch. Haven't tried the Ned Kelly that you keep going on about, but yeah, boy, she was good, so Nana Bakery for me, mate. And on another note, I might ruffle a few feathers here. What's the go with fucking red sauce on a pie? The pie's that fucking good, you don't need any red sauce. What do you think? All right, boys, have a good one. Keep up the good work. Love the fucking podcast.
There you go. There's a bloke who's done the yards. I think to you, Bruss, if you're going to go to that thing, I would start off with the steak, cheese and bacon from the Roadhouse. That'd be my definite favourite. But I was just talking, the Ned Kelly is a good, like, out-of-the-box one, you know, that weird
different
one.
Vibe.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that with the sauce thing?
Yeah, I never run sauce, but I'm a weirdo. I'll have sauce on a sausage roll because I don't reckon they're that flavoursome.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I'm the same, man. I will never put sauce on my pie.
Yeah.
The pie itself is, you know, the mince inside, it's not dry.
Like, no, that's right, the gravy.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would disagree with this. Like, I've seen, like, majority of cunts run sauce, but I'm a big...
it's definitely an Australian thing, the old 10-cent fucking tomato sauce.
Yeah,
to
that's
the side.
Right. Yeah, but nah, for me, man, I'm exact same as this fella. I don't run sauce at all on me fucking pies. And what is it, Nana's Bakery? Did you say Nana's?
Yeah, WA.
Nana's Bakery WA, go and fucking give that a run for us and fucking tag us in a post if you're over there.
I want to hear if we're onto it, like, say that. Now I want to go piss someone to ring up and go, fucking oh, if he is onto it, they are the best.
Yeah, someone
start narrowing it down.
That's right. Someone in WA, go fucking
or we just get a few top five and go see who actually agrees.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, we'll start fucking nutting a few places out. Go and fucking give Nana a try over there and let us know what you think. Get some fucking feedback. But I reckon old mate'll be onto it. Sounds like he's put the yards in to see, you know, find Australia's best pie. But yeah, that's I think that's us today, bro.
It's another Wednesday.
Another Wednesday. Hope you fucking enjoyed it. And stay out of each other.
See ya.
Righto, you weapons, listen up. I'm talking to all you dirty miners out there. If you're over what you're doing, you want a bit of a change up, want to work for a good bloke doing good things, spreading the wings, then listen up, because Titan IND Mechanical and Auto Electrical are spreading the wings nationwide. They're going Pilbara and other WA regions, the Bowen Basin. For the right candidate, they'll pay relocation, FIFO, Dido, Ute, airfares, accommodation all paid for, offers varying depending on the positions applied for. Some of those positions are workshop roles, fly in, fly out, drive in, drive out, tool bag fitters and sparkies, pit site fitters, drill fitters, auto electricians, both mining and workshops. If you're interested, email the team at careers@titanind.com.au, Mitchum@titanind.com.au,
or phone 07-4972-7555 or mobile 0488-196-858. Now, when you do that, let them know the boys at Alpha Blokes sent you and make sure you drop our name in the interview. Don't say we don't do anything for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.